connecting with those companies that are looking for great ideas from you, watch this video. I'm going to give you tips and advice how you can stand out and get them to pay attention to you. Okay, you've got a great idea. Maybe you filed a provisional patent application. Maybe you even have a patent, maybe a prototype, maybe a 3D prototype. It doesn't matter, but you're ready to find those companies that are looking for ideas for them to license it from you. Now, this is what I call knocking on the door of opportunity. You have to knock on their door to pitch your idea to them so they can love it, like it, kick it to the curb. But this is where you have to work extremely hard to make sure you stand out and they get to see your product idea. Okay, so you're ready. Maybe you have a prototype or maybe a 3D prototype. You've got a sell sheet, you got marketing material. You protected your idea, but now you want to knock on the door of those companies that are looking for ideas. I hate to tell you, this is not the fun part. In fact, this is probably the hardest part. You have to put a different hat on. At the very beginning, you're putting that creative hat on, which is fantastic. It's a lot of fun. Later, you have to put on that business hat of reaching out to companies. And I have to tell you, it's not easy today. There's a lot of noise, but there's ways for you to stand out. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the 7 things that you can do to stand out when you're reaching out to those companies for them to see your ideas for a licensing deal. Okay, so you have to realize they get a lot of people knocking on their door, so we have to do some things that are very clever for them to pay attention to you to pitch your idea. Okay, here it is. Number 1, make sure you're reaching out to the right company. Do your homework. Look at their product line. Look at the material that they're making their products out of. Make sure that they do look at outside product ideas from people like us. But do your homework. Know their mission statement. Know everything there is to know about them. Because the one thing you do not want to do is submit your idea to a company that's just not the right fit for your product idea. They don't like it. They tell me all the time they're seeing ideas that just don't fit their product line. So, 1, do your homework to make sure it's a right fit. Okay, 2, your one-line benefit statement. Oh, people don't realize. Your one-line benefit statement on why someone would even care about your idea is going to be so important. You can use that one-line benefit statement that you have on your marketing material. You can use it for your subject line, for them to pay attention to it. Why would someone care? So make sure you're able to completely, concisely put that one benefit statement of your idea, how it's going to help their customers, in the one line and use it for your subject line to get them interested. That's putting the bait on the hook. 3, this is really simple to do. You're on LinkedIn, you have your profile, and you're targeting the right companies in the category which your product's going to fit into. You've done your homework, and you're watching their posts. First, make a connection so they know who you are, and then please comment on their posts. Don't pitch, don't make it all about you, make it about them, but take some time and ask them really good questions. Stand out. That's a great way for them to get to know you before you start pitching. So be a fan. Okay, 4, finding the right person. Now, every industry is different. Every company is different. In some companies, it might be the marketing manager. In other companies, there might be someone in new product development. In some companies, you might want to reach out to someone in sales. This is what I do. I find the right company. I reach out to probably 10 people to make a connection on LinkedIn. I'm not pitching, just making a connection. But when I'm reaching out to them and they do connect, that's when I pitch them a short little pitch of what I'm trying to do. I'm a product developer. I'm trying to license an idea to them. I think I've got a great product. The benefit is very clear. Short paragraph, very, very short. Send it over to them. And I'm asking that person, are they the right person or who is the right person? So don't go around. Don't send it to a lot of people. Target it. Make the connections. Go slow. Give them some time to get back to you. But at the end of the day, it's really about getting to the right person. Okay, 5, great marketing material. It's got to be short and to the point. Your sell sheet is your one-page advertisement showing the benefit of your idea. Please, it's so inexpensive to find someone to do it for you, but the marketing copy is really important. That's going to take a professional that really knows a lot about product licensing. But make sure your sell sheet is doing you a favor and it's good, it's concise, they get it very quickly, within seconds. Make your sell sheet work for you. Okay, number six. You guys, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to come across as an expert. You have to come across as someone they want to work with. If you're asking questions out of sequence, if you're not doing the correct things, they're going to know very, very quickly you've never done this before. And their job is not to teach you about product licensing. Their job is not to hold your hand. Their job is not to answer every question because you don't know what you're doing. You have to educate yourself. And if you haven't done this before, get someone to help you. We do it. You really need to have someone holding your hand so you're answering all the questions correctly to lead to a licensing agreement. You know what you're doing? You're giving them confidence that they want to work with you. Number seven, knowledge. They want you to be an asset. They want you to take away a little bit of the fear. They want you to know what you're talking about. That's so important for them and for you to get the licensing deal. Okay, so I know this is not the easiest thing to do. We have a special program that you just might find helpful. We've been working with these companies in all these different industries for years, so they know who we are at Eventbrite. We have a program that's called Gateway, where we do all the work for you. So if you want the pros, us, to help you reach out to the right companies to make sure your marketing material is right, to make sure you're protecting it the correct way, and making sure you can get that licensing deal, please contact us at Eventbrite. The program's called Gateway. You have to fill out an application. We don't take everybody, but we want to make sure that you're doing everything the right way to get that licensing deal. So, hey, this is Stephen Key. Thanks for watching this video. Until next time.